As we've only just recently started the retreat, I'd like to go over just a few things to about the retreat. When we entered the retreat, because there was several of us, including myself, who had various loose end still sort of hanging, and things that needed to be wrapped up, and in general there was still things that needed to be done in order to finish off various duties and whatnot, so that I specifically didn't make mention of noble silence at when we entered the retreat. But now that we've had the time to settle a bit and get various things finished off, then I think it's an appropriate time to bring up that aspect of a retreat, creating a retreat atmosphere, and being attentive to speech and refraining from unnecessary speech. Noble silence doesn't necessarily mean absolute and total silence. But it's really important to take the time to reflect and see, well, what's necessary, what's useful to speak about, what is absolutely critical, and what can just be foregone and left unspoken. And particularly in a time of retreat this is a very precious opportunity to be able to cultivate mindfulness, sense restraint, concentration in a consistent way. And if you pay attention to speech, you recognize how much of what we talk about isn't about concentration, sense restraint, mindfulness, wisdom, reflection on the factors of enlightenment. It's usually about something very different. More often than not, it's something sort of uncritical to the holy life, and more often than not is something that is actually going in the opposite direction. So that give yourself the opportunity to just really check and to put a check on speech, so that there's a real restraint of speech and a cultivation of a turning inward. Because so much of speech is just sort of this outward going flow, outward going exuberance, outward going attention. And as we follow that habit, then we forego the opportunity to turn inwards and to rest in the stillness of the mind, the sort of the quiet of the mind, the solitude of the mind. And that's very unfortunate, because that's really where our peace is. And so that to use it and bring it up as a point of training and checking, seeing, well, what, you know, is this necessary? Is this essential? Is this something that's beneficial? You see something on fire in the kitchen, and you don't have to sort of think very much about, is this beneficial? Is this essential? Is this necessary? I mean, you say something, you get, hey, let's get in there and help and get something done here, put this out. But that the vast majority of what we talk about is not that critical, and you know, there's a lot of time in other parts of the year to talk about it, and we do, you know, generally do have fairly full reign of the opportunity to talk and discuss and to bring things up for conversation. But this period of winter retreat is an opportunity to step back from that habit, step back from that tendency, so that for oneself it's beneficial, and generally for others as well. It doesn't, we all enjoy generally, we all enjoy conversation and contact with each other. None of us are misanthropes and completely averse to other human beings. But so that we generally enjoy contact with each other. But this time of retreat is an opportunity to give each other a break as well, give each other the opportunity to focus attention on practice, on training, on cultivation of the that which is more peaceful, more tranquil, more settled. So to turn attention to that noble silence. And if something is necessary, then to be attentive to the occasion. Is it an appropriate occasion? Is the setting all right? Am I going to disturb anybody by speaking? And then if there is something that is necessary, then how am I bringing it up? What's the level of volume that I'm using? Because even if there is something necessary, it doesn't need everybody in the whole house to know about it either. It's just bring up something in a quiet way, using a quiet voice, in a way that is not going to disturb others as well. So just bring real mindfulness into speech, because again, it's not, when I'm saying noble silence, I'm not sort of trying to enforce and police absolute quiet, but I'm trying to really get everybody to be reflective on, what's useful, what's necessary, and what are the ways of using speech that are not going to impinge on one's own well-being and impinge on other people's uh, efforts at meditation and developing their inner solitude, inner quiet. So it's very just being sensitive and respectful to each other as well. That's part, very much a part of living in community, recognizing that our effects, our actions have effects on others. Mm. So trying to support each other in this retreat, as well as supporting ourselves, giving ourselves the opportunity for our minds to and hearts to really settle. As it is difficult for the mind to settle. It's not so easy. And one of the things that is an obstacle or is an impediment to the peaceful mind is a lot of sound and noise, and particularly the speech of others, because we're just as human beings we're naturally attuned to the human voice, and the mind goes out to it. When we're sitting in the forest, if you're sitting in the forest, and there can be all sorts of birds singing and the sound of wind in the trees and the various natural sounds, and the mind doesn't really pick it up that much. But if somebody happened to be even walking through the forest with a couple people, and they were speaking with each other, and even it doesn't have to be raucous speech, but it's just the mind goes to it. It's just natural. It's nature. We're as human beings, we're attuned to the sound of each other. During this period of retreat, to give each other the opportunity to have a break from the mind going out to speech, conversation, and just general noise, and to turn more towards those quiet and more peaceful parts of the mind, and giving that the precedence.